The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Bayer, and this is my brother, Jonah.
We're two siblings who love to talk about our childhood and nostalgia and how it shaped us into the people we are today.
Who are so excited for today's guest that we talked to him for a really long time and then split our convo into two episodes.
Welcome to How Did We Get Weird with Jason Schwartzman, Part 2.
But have you been to the new Amoeba location, the second one in LA?
No, I have not.
Pretty
have
great.
You?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, for some reason, hadn't gone to it since the other location closed. And then when my friend Ben was in town, we went over there and it's a great space and it's laid out. It's amazing. And I realized what a fun place it is actually for like kids, or at least my kids to go. It's like, it's shirts and giant posters everywhere. Like, you know, I think when I was a kid in LA, there was a store that I loved so much that is gone, but it was at the Century City Mall and it was called Heaven.
Whoa.
It's where I spent my first dollar.
Wow.
Actually, my first dollar from my allowance, I got a candy, and I remember like feeling terrible about it after I spent it, because I was like, I just spent this thing on something that's just going to vanish in my mouth. But Heaven, and speaking of which, I'm realizing now that my sister Stephanie sent me a photo of her. She found her old Heaven bag. But Heaven was the best store. It was the kind of store where you'd go in and I just remember that maybe it was just because I was little, but it felt like the cash registers, like they were up on on a step or something, because what was in front of you was just a wall of candy.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
And that was, the registers were on top of that and they were looking down at you. But you'd get posters and goofy pranks and things. I'm just thinking now, like for my kids, like when I've taken them to Amoeba Records, only a few handful of times because whatever, but I think that maybe that's what's appealing about it too, is like, it's like that kind of a place where it's just like, whoa, look at that poster. I don't know if am I supposed to see that image or...
Right, you know, yeah, like, right, just, totally.
You feel like, yeah. But yeah, it's great. But that place is packed all the time. Amoeba.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Well, there's not many places like that in the country anymore, I don't think.
True. Yeah.
But yeah, it's...
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's great.
We had stores like that in Cleveland growing up that had obviously, we had record stores, but we also had stores that had like stuff in it that you sort of like kind of like prank stuff and like whatever, yes, like weird stuff.
Yeah.
The thing that my friends and I got so into, and this is what I was thinking about this earlier today, that we thought was so crazy, but like we had to get, like every time we saw this, we had to buy it, where we got really into earrings where like the things on each earring was different. So it would be like a camera and film, or you know, like that's the only example I can think of, because that's a real one that I remember we bought. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like it would be like,
yeah, these two things go together. Like?
Yeah, like a shoe and a sock earring, or like whatever. And I remember us being like, this is crazy. Like, I can't believe that like these earrings don't match, but they go together. Like, and I remember us, we were just to the point where we started sort of making our own. Like, we would go to this craft store back at Dan's and we would buy like little charms and like make our own earrings that didn't match. But to us, like, that was the ultimate thing to buy, was earrings that didn't match. It was like that themed earrings was like, what, look at us, we're like such rebels, like we don't, our earrings don't have to be the same, you know what I mean?
That's cool. That's a great feeling.
It was a great feeling.
That's cool.
To just walk around and go like, yeah, sorry, my earrings are different, get over it, you know?
Yeah, sorry, I'm already 10 feet past you and you're just realizing what you just saw.
Yeah. And the other thing that I just thought of, that they would sell a lot at those kind of prank stores that we thought were so funny, and these were just an absolute ripoff that we didn't realize, were, remember they would sell little bottles of chill pills that were just candy? Did you ever buy those?
I think I've seen them. Yeah. I've seen.
They were just little, they were like basically like Mike and Ike's or something. Some generic form of those in them.
Yes.
But on the bottle, it said chill pill.
Yes.
Chill pills.
What
and
is
so
that?
You would just so take funny. And they said on them like intended to like make you like chill out and whatever. Yeah. Like it was all a joke. But I remember us like thinking like, oh my God, this is so great. I have to spend like $15 on this or whatever. And then like pass these out at school.
Oh my God. Oh man. I love that. I mean, are there, what stores does that right now? What place would you get now?
Well, unfortunately, I'm sure you could get them on Amazon. You know what I mean? Well, like you could just like look up chill pills. But yeah, what
there used
stores?
To be Oz, but I don't know if Oz is open.
Yeah, there was like Spencer's Gifts. I don't know if those are still around.
Yeah, that's
Urban Outfitters, I guess.
Oh, Urban Outfitters.
Maybe
for sure.
Is sort of where you would find like a toilet bowl pencil sharpener.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or like a pickle, like chapstick that's a pickle.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. I have such a soft spot for those shirts. You know, all those kind, I love those shirts growing up that, you know, just have funny sayings on them. And
yep.
Yeah.
To this day, I just have such a weakness for I was always so envious of people that had like a really funny mug.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how do they get that? And like,
we got a mug, I remember, for our dad, and it said like, this mug, I don't know if you remember this, John, it said like, this mug is for lefties because our dad's a lefty.
Yeah.
And it had like a hole in it. So
it
like
had a hole in it. Yeah, if you drank something with your right hand, it would kind of spill all over.
Yeah. Which seems like, why would we buy that? Because it's like, it feels like hazardous, kind of like,
yeah,
you know, but
I tried to avoid using that one.
We thought that was really funny. And then
it had a hole on the top part of it, you mean? So if you grabbed it from this side and tried to take it,
it would spill on you.
Yeah.
And then
that's so mean. Because it's probably hot coffee.
It's like a, maybe we didn't buy, maybe someone, because the other thing
I remember us having it for sure.
Yeah. Maybe someone bought it for our dad for his birthday. Because I remember we've talked about this on here before. Our dad threw a 40th birthday for our mom, which seems so young.
But I
remember our babysitter telling us about it while they were at the party, and her being like, they didn't want you to have to keep the secret, but it's going on right now. And I remember being like, this is fucked up. Like, I remember I could have kept this secret. Like, they're out there having her 40th birthday party. I didn't know about it. But anyway, I say all of that to say, I remember after that party, there was so much stuff in our house about being over the hill.
Yeah, I remember she had a candle or a card that said 40, and then it had it crossed out and it said 39 forever. And I was so confused by it. I was like, no, you're 40. Like, it's your birthday. This is cool. Why do you not want it to be your birthday? Like, because my mom's 30 years older. So I was like 9. And I could not wrap my head around why there was like all this negativity about it.
Yeah,
I
did not. Because
I was like, every year I'm older is like exciting.
Yes. I remember there was a lot of stuff with like graveyards on it, like a grave,
tombstone.
Like a tombstone on the top of a hill that would like just pass the hill. And it's like, well, you're officially over the hill. And I remember being like, what? This is so morbid.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, 30s.
Yeah. It was like, so we had like so much 40-year-old merch in our house.
I love the idea that you guys had it all after that night just around your house, just like all this weird
it
stuff.
Was really weird.
What
did
they
also
do with it?
Good question.
I know. That's such a good question. Like, I feel like when we go home and visit them now, there isn't all this like weird 39
they got rid of it.
Stuff.
Yeah.
They're, no. Really?
No, there isn't. Like, I don't know where. I don't know where it. I mean, they might have been.
Might be in the basement.
Guess if I was them, I'd be like, let's get rid of this stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Well, on your show, but when you go back, how much investigating do you do? Like, just kind of like archaeological digging?
Yeah.
Do you do when you go home, and is it tolerated, or is your
it's not only tolerated, it's was lightly encouraged, and now it's sort of like mandatory. Because
to
we
go
have
look through stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff in the basement, and there's some work that needs to be done in the basement, so they want to get us out of there, get it out of there, and it's very hard to go through it. I have like all these CDs. I have all stuff I can't get rid of, but I also like don't really want to. I don't really have space for it in my house or want to deal with it. So we're very strongly encouraged. But yeah, then I'll go down and just start digging through a box and it'll like spend an hour looking at old like zines or something and not get anything done. So
how do you, And then how do you decide what you want to keep and not keep?
Yeah. I usually just say I want to keep everything and just get rid of, like, there was some keyboards. There's some stuff, if I know I'm never going to use it or it has no value, I'll just be like, we can get rid of this. But it's tough. It's not easy. And the CDs are tough because I feel like a lot of that music I can never find again, but I also don't really miss it and I haven't had it for so long.
I've never gotten rid of any of my CDs.
Really? Where do you keep your CDs?
They're in storage.
Yeah. See,
they were at my mom's house for a long time, and then I got them out of there, and because I don't want to feel like, you know, I owe her anything.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I know.
Like, you know, I'm keeping your CDs here, so the least you could do is come over and.
Right.
No, I get it. I get it.
I like to be my own man like that.
Yeah.
I'll keep my CDs myself now. But yeah, I know what you mean. It's like, what are you supposed to do with so much of that stuff? And it makes you think about, you know, I mean, it doesn't make you think about, because I'm just thinking about it now, and I don't know, but it's just like, as we get less and less, as our lives become, you know, increasingly in the box of, you know what I mean? Like photos are, you know, less still photo.
Right.
What will the basement be full of?
Right.
Yeah. No,
it's
true.
So digital. Oh, this is a great time for Jonah to make a Gen Z joke. He loves.
Well, no, I
set you up.
What the Gen Z guys say.
Yeah, they'll be like, check out my old hard drive or something.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay. Your old, like, yeah.
What did he text the person? What's a text?
Yeah.
Sorry. I sort of said that. It's
interesting. And yeah, they're just having less physical media just because it's like, what do we own? Like if you're streaming everything and then those sites go out of business or something, then what do you have?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like what will, I'm just trying to think of like what the, there is like to hold on to when so much of it now is rented or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or borrowed or streamed or any of these objects. It's like, what do you keep? Like, and I it is fun to go. I go to my mom's house all the time and I like to look. You can't help but look through stuff.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, it's fun, but I think it makes her a little bit like, you know, don't go through everything. Like, what are you taking? You know what I mean? Because even though she probably doesn't know what everything is, I think that I love taking stuff from her house. I mean, I'll say that now. And I get made fun of for it by her. She's like, Jason comes over, I don't know what he leaves with. But it's true that I will just like find like, oh, I'll take these photo albums. Thank you very much. Because I feel like I'm rescuing them in a way.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take these before anything happens. But the truth is that I'll lose stuff here too. But like, I loved finding stuff and taking it. And my mom is the best because she loves buying arts and crafts supplies online to have for all the grandkids around the house. And it's just like the best. Like you go over there and there's just like glue and canvases and glitter. And so I just end up like taking like, I have outside, I swear to God, like she's like, do you want these? They're like, you know, like air drying clay?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah. You
know, air dried clay, just like clay. She said, do you want these boxes? She gave me, I have like five giant chunks of clay just sitting outside.
Oh my God. Thing.
But I love it. I love all these. My mom, she has a weird, I think that she's somehow hacked into my, because she has, I will be interested in something or mention something and then a version of it will arrive as a present to me. She likes to buy me presents through on Amazon. And I always know they're from her because she puts a different name on them.
Wow.
Like a nickname for me on them. It's like, oh my God. But I have no idea like
how she knows
or what's coming. Like I'll just get like packages and I'll be like, uh-oh. And I'll open it and I'll be like, but it'd be wonderful. And there'll be things that aren't, you know, but like, for instance, she's like plugged in a weird way where like, I watched this, that thing Masterclass. And I watched this, one with this Ron Finley, who's talked about gardening and he talks about sugarcane and he's saying sugarcane is a great thing to have in your yard. It's easy to grow and you can.
Wow.
And anyway, he's just talking about sugar. And I kept thinking, I got to get some sugarcane. I would like to buy sugarcane and plant it in my yard and just start growing it because it grows quickly. And then I could cut it and make things out of it with my kids.
Yeah.
The next day, a box comes from my mom. It's just a giant cocoa bean.
Wow.
Isn't that like a raw giant to plant?
Wow.
And I was like, what is this? She goes, I thought you maybe want a live plant like a cocoa bean and grow cocoa or something. Isn't that bizarre?
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I thought
She's
that was really,
really plugged
weird.
In.
And it's weird. Yeah, it's very weird.
Did you also get sugarcane ever?
Well, I did, but I ordered, like, I misordered, and I got, like, seeds. Excited. It's like 3 more days until it comes, and I came, and, like, this little bag came with, like, these little things.
Okay.
Like, and I've lost, I mean, they're in some pair of pants that I was wearing that day.
Okay.
I'm sure. But, yeah, it wasn't what I was expecting. But I also don't know if I trust... You know, if you type in like buy sugarcane, like.
Yeah, is that really sugarcane?
I don't know. It's weird. Like, yeah, it's weird. I feel like I got to look the person in the eye that I'm buying the sugarcane.
Yeah,
cane
go
from.
To a store. And
does that make sense? Yeah.
That makes total sense.
Anyway, but I will say one last thing too.
Yeah.
It's just that one thing I will say is I do love ordering. You're talking about ordering stuff in. I really did get into ordering. I do like ordering art supplies.
Oh, when you started saying the thing about clay, I had this flashback to being a kid and we would get so many catalogs.
Yes.
And one of them, art supplies. And it was like you could order like clay and like pastels and stuff. I just remember being like, I want to order everything in this catalog.
Yes. It's honestly wonderful. And you can, I will often like get like I'll go on an app that, you know, you can get it, like you can order some stuff. Like people would order a meal, but I'll get like art supplies, but like I'll qualify for like the free delivery.
Right.
You know, I try to like get to like the spend $7 more. And you,
yeah.
But what's so fun is like you can see just seeing it. I mean, I love going to the store, but in a way, it's almost kind of like more strange. Like I do it when I get to like a town for work. I'm gonna be there for like 3 weeks. The first thing I'll do is like go on and look for like a nearby art supply type place and just get tons of like paints and fake glass and beads and string, like just get it all and then try to figure out what we're going to do with it.
Yeah, that's so fun.
I remember. It's so fun. Yeah, I don't know why. But I remember
when we were doing the Polka King, you made me some, you had markers and you were making, and I was like going through my stuff and I found some of the stuff you had drawn and stuff. And you were
so
always
fun.
Like drawing and stuff. It was so fun.
It's not like to like make art. Like I'm not interested in, it's just like fun, because don't you find that people, like, you know, I really got into this thing of like, because of not, you know, when you're not meant to have your phone on set or at least.
Yeah.
And so always trying to find like, well, what is something that you can, you know, do? And I found that like having, I would get clay that kind of like non-air drying, like clay that never dries, like Sculpey.
Yeah.
You get like a hunk of it and give it to all the actors. And it's so neat because like, you know, just like look and all the actors like just talking and like making
That's
things.
So nice.
And you're kind of like, you know, it's like a parallel play thing. Like I just feel like when you're doing these little activities or you start to just open up more and I don't know. It's kind of fun just to like just be making things with people and just to make each other laugh or like take clang a boo, like whatever it is. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really. I'm sure this is where my wife would have stopped listening to this. It is pretty boring.
No,
she's the best,
that's not
but
true.
It's true. She would be listening right now. And if she is, well, she still is. I'm sorry I said that a few seconds ago.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but I bet she's going to keep listening.
Yeah.
Until we come right back with our friend Jason Schwartzman.
That's hot.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's Knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's KNIX.com.
And we're back.
Woo.
Can you believe it?
I love it.
Oh my gosh.
Love those commercials. So good.
We're going to play a really fun game with you right now.
Do
if
it.
You feel ready.
Do it. Yeah, I am.
Okay. This game is called Change.Dork.
Change.Dork.
Otherwise known as Let's Make Fun of People Who Don't Know How to Use Change.org. And we're going to bring up three different petitions that people created on Change.org. And then at the end of it, we'll vote for which one we would sign if we had to sign one.
Okay.
Okay. Jonah, do you want to take this first one?
Sure. I can kick us off. This one is called Have More Vegan and Vegetarian Options for Hot Lunch at Ballermine Prep.
Can I ask you a question? Are these games that you would typically play? Like, have you always played games? I was wondering this the other day. Like,
interesting.
Did you always play these games in some form or another to make yourselves laugh growing up? Like, I forget what episode it was, but you were like reading like from like a thing in your old paper, like the old newspaper. Of like
you're onto something.
Bored or snored or something. And it was like, would you do that kind of stuff? Like play games like in the car, like with found object, like reading and finding things that already exist and then kind of playing it, making up a game around them?
I think we would make fun of stuff a lot. And particularly you're referencing Monday Moaning, which was this now defunct column in the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Yeah, unnecessary newspaper. Groan, legit moan or unnecessary groan. Yeah, it's been a problem doing that game because we've done all of the ones we can find.
Right.
So we kind of ran
but
out of it.
When we were younger, we used to read that column and make fun of it.
Yeah.
So that is inspired by something we would do as
make
kids.
Make fun with it.
Because sometimes they have legitimate complaints, you know? I think a lot of the games that we play on here are sort of us commenting on funny cultural things. And I think is definitely rooted in our childhood.
Yeah.
I think I could see myself being like, I would go on change.org and like, what Pop-Tart petitions are happening right now?
Jonah also is like someone who will write letters to companies if he either wants to become an ambassador, such as he is for Go Macro, or if he has a
I was a while ago somehow.
The bar?
Yeah, yeah, they sent me like cases of them.
No way.
And
that's
then
amazing.
I was on this weird
Jonah
mailing list.
Told them he liked them.
Yeah. And then
those are great, but they're expensive too.
They're expensive.
Well,
they're organic.
Not if you're an ambassador.
Yeah. I haven't gotten anything from them in about 4 or 5 years. But
I was on this
email list where when they had a new flavor, they'd be like, we got this new flavor. If you want a case, let me know. And I would email them. But
now do you're feeling safe? If you're in the market, and you're like, Mint chocolate chip.
There's a new flavor.
Tell me about that one. It's kind of a shitty thing that the ambassador has to see it in public.
I know. Yeah, it's a little bittersweet.
Gone macro.
Yeah,
but
right?
Also, Jonah, I feel like the change.org, et cetera, the petition making also relates to when you've been unhappy with your customer experience.
I'll let them know. I'll let them know when I'm happy, when I'm unhappy. Yep. Oh, yeah. I've noticed that, not to get too far off track here, corporations.
No, it's not. How's it off track?
I think they've gotten much less forgiving from their end. I feel like now they're much less apt to kind of give you stuff. I think they're a little more.
Right.
Strict with stuff. I've noticed recently my go-to move used to be like subscribing to things and then canceling after the first one to get the discount.
Yes.
And I tried to do that with something last week and they were like, if you cancel before the second installment, we'll just charge you the difference.
Ooh.
Like they're cracking down on this stuff and they sort of, and the subscription stuff is tough because they have your info and you forget about it. Yeah. And then,
Yeah, it is. Do you remember that scene in the movie, Summer School? Do you remember that movie Summer School? With Mark Harmon and many actors. And but in that movie, he's like a summer school. He's a teacher who has to stay at each summer school. It's one of my favorite movies. And he teaches the kids how to write letters to their companies and get like complain. And they each get like cool. Free glasses and stuff.
That would be Jonah's favorite movie.
But yeah, I'll have to check that out. I'm going to watch it this weekend. Yeah.
It's a great scene. Wow, that's so cool that you write, I've done that.
Cool is the amazing. Word.
I'm glad that you're impressed with that, Jason.
I am impressed with it.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I'm impressed with anyone who does anything after the moment is over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I'm upset about something, but now... It's a day later, whatever, and I'm going to keep looking up the email address and I'm going to write the thing. I'm going to get the address and I'm going to sit and write this thing, a delayed thing. I love that. The passion of that is great.
Yeah, it's a passion. You know, the secret is like not to get too attached to the outcome because it's like, you know, you're not necessarily going to get the response you want. So you can put it out there, but then I feel like you can't get too fixated on it or can just like take things over.
Yeah.
Do you relate to when you see bad reviews of products? Do you go, I understand that person's upset about. And like when you get the product and you're upset about it and they write back something like, we're very sorry. Do you change your feeling about the company or your, like, does it go, that was nice of them to do that. Like,
Yes, for sure. For sure. And I've had a lot of experiences like that. And then I've had experiences like we tried to buy this electronic cat litter that cleaned itself.
Yeah.
And it was like, took me hours to get through the company. Nothing worked. I had to ship this thing back and forth. And so that, and then after that, I was like, well, I'm just like never going to try to buy something from them again because it's just too. So it goes both ways.
But did you tell them that? I will never buy something from you again?
No, maybe. I don't think so. But there have been companies where I've said I'm never going to buy something from you. And then eventually it was on sale and I did buy.
Yeah, right.
So it's sometimes it's short lived.
Okay.
But
our last question is, Vanessa, is that a portable steamer to your left, to your right?
Oh,
that hose
this?
Thing? That hose? What is that thing? Black thing?
Oh, this. This is...
Oh, it's a microphone. Oh, it's a pop.
But you do have a steamer, right?
I have... Not only do I have a portable steamer...
I thought that was
steamer.
So much farther away. It's a weird
visual. I know, it looks... It's actually...
I thought
it was
way
behind
you. My hand
is behind it. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Not only do I have a couple portable steamers. I have a full-size steamer.
Ugh.
I don't iron clothes. I just steam them.
Really?
And I find it to be, that I'm not going to burn it. It's gentler. I love steamers.
Yeah.
I'm all in on the steam game.
Hell yeah. Who is it? Are people not into it?
Yeah. I don't
Are
know.
Are some people not into it? Okay.
I'm just going, you think I'm going to iron that? No, thanks.
Uh-uh.
I don't even own an iron, believe it or not.
Yeah. Fuck the irons.
Yeah.
That's not what we do anymore.
Yeah.
That's right.
Idiot. Why? All right.
So okay, I'm going to bring us back to this
first petition. Okay.
This petition.
Okay. Was easy.
Keep going.
Have more vegan and vegetarian options for hot lunch at Ballermine Prep. And this is a short one. Says, recently, I've noticed there are not a whole lot of lunch options for students at Ballermine who are vegan or vegetarian. Most of the stuff, all they can eat for lunch if they want to buy it at school are snacks like chips. Obviously, this is unhealthy. Getting a vegetarian vegan option for hot lunches at school would make a huge difference. If this petition gets enough signatures, I hope the school will help to change the lunch options and make it easier for vegan and vegetarians to have lunch options at school. Jason, what do you think about adding more vegan and vegetarian options to this hot lunch at this school, this prep school?
I think that's a great, great. And myself, I am a vegetarian, vegan.
Yeah.
But even if I wasn't, in a way, I think that the nutrition, going back to craft service, it's just like the nutrition of kids and students to be eating well and to have good food that's healthy for you will also just make your learning better and
yes.
your
just overall mental state and body feel better. And I think I also think that just because you don't eat meat shouldn't make it where you can't have any nutrients at all.
Yeah. Are there
and
vegan...
it's not that hard to that hard. Yeah. Sorry.
Are there vegan options at your kids' schools?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, vegetarian, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, I agree with Jason. I think this should be an option. We sort of picked it knowing that you were vegetarian, vegan, you know, so we thought it would be weird if you didn't land on that conclusion, but we don't know.
Yeah,
you know?
Who knows? Surprise. Yeah,
I agree with this one too. I mean, we had like cheese pizza, buttered noodles, that kind of stuff, but not a lot of veggies, but yeah.
Yeah. We all do agree on this.
Okay, good.
Yes, I'll agree. Okay. Vanessa, you want to get in the next one?
Okay, here's this next one. It's called Move All Major Holidays to Fridays. This person writes, I propose that we move several major U.S. holidays to Fridays instead of being on a particular date. Several holidays are already operate this day, such as Easter, Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, and Father's Day being scheduled on Sundays and many others on Mondays. Moving major holidays to Fridays will ease event scheduling and travel for a majority of Americans. Blah, 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 blah. Moving holidays is not unprecedented. We have moved Thanksgiving more than once to accommodate the shopping season for Christmas over the years. Okay. Thanksgiving is already based on a day of the week versus a particular date. However, Friday is a better fit for the holidays, so it should move one more time. Okay, so this is this person's holiday proposals. Their holiday proposals are Valentine's Day, second Friday in February, Independence Day, first Friday in July, Halloween, last Friday in October, Thanksgiving, third Friday in November, Christmas Day, last Friday in December. Oh. So I guess they're saying this person closes it up by saying, it is my sincere belief that any holiday that rises to the level of businesses closing or large groups of people gathering to celebrate should be scheduled on a Friday or Monday. If you agree with this idea, please help me spread the idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jason, what do you think?
I mean, I don't want to get in the way of, I mean, more power to the person, but right. I think that it's a little bit selfish to try to change everything just for your own, to make it more
travel
fun.
Travel schedule.
Yeah. I think it's like, it's pretty like to just be like, let's change everything just to make it better. I think that's kind of strange. And I also think, that's what makes it fun when the holiday does line up to be on a Friday after the round of the year. You're like, it's on a Friday this year. If it was always on a Friday, then you wouldn't have that enjoyment. So I think it's worth, I like the carousel aspect of it. And I think that, it's ridiculous to try to change a holiday to make it better for your travel for most Americans, by the
way.
And I agree with Jason. I think it's then everyone's traveling on Friday. You know, it's still going to be busy. You know, and I work, you know, kind of like a day job. And if a holiday falls on the weekend, then we get Monday off. You know, so it's it all evens out. And imagine the logistics if you're like, oh, Thanksgiving. No, Thanksgiving's not on Thursday anymore. It's on Friday. Like,
that's bizarre to me. That's bizarre. But you know what would be really weird is like, if let's just say that really did happen, that this petition, this did happen. And then in 70 years, they were saying, do you remember, did you know there was a time before Thanksgiving Friday when Thanksgiving was actually on a Thursday?
What? Yeah.
Yes. It actually took someone wrote, it didn't used to always be on the third Friday of November. Yeah. And neither was Valentine's Day, they used to just be on different days of the week. You're kidding me. No, no, no. This is a new thing. It didn't used to be like that. So yeah, imagine if that became like someone hearing about how it didn't used to
be. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this has 16 signatures and it's made out to the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. So we'll see.
Yes. Good.
How many do you need to get up there? How many?
The goalpost
kind of
moves.
This one, I think,
moves.
Would take a lot.
Yeah. The goal here is 25. Once you get 25, it'll be 100. So, but to really, I think you need a lot
yeah,
to really
there's only
get
16
media
people
attention.
Signing.
Yeah.
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 And by the way, I just want to say I agree with both of you. I think that this almost seems like it's some kind of CEO or something writing it, because it's like,
yeah,
if Thanksgiving's on a Friday, then like, you know, the cool thing about Thanksgiving is when it's on a Thursday,
you generally get
Friday off too.
Yes. Like,
right.
So
right.
You keep moving things closer and closer to the weekend, you get less and less time off. So, I would say to this person, maybe focus your energies elsewhere. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Yep.
All right. I'll get into this last one.
Okay.
This one is called Get Animal, the Muppet Animal on the cover of Modern Drummer magazine.
Yes.
Okay. Already on board. In honor of Ronnie Varell, honor the man behind Animal, Muppet Drummer, Ronald Ronnie Thomas Varell, passed away in 2002. He was a drummer from the UK. And I guess he performed on The Muppet Show and played drums for the show's manic puppet drummer Animal. When American drummer Buddy Rich, one of Varell's heroes, guested on the show, Varell as Animal had a drumming duel with Rich and won after Animal smashed a snare drum over Rich's head. So I didn't realize actually Animal had this kind of actual, you know, pedigree. And they're saying put him on the cover of Modern Drummer. Jason, what do you think? You're into this one. Whoa, you got some snares right there.
Little Animal drum set
wow.
right here.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
Yep. I ordered these. I would say yes, because Animal is obviously a great drummer and a great character, by the way.
Yeah.
I love his eyebrows. By the way, and also, there's different animals, but like even like the Muppet Babies animal is really funny because his shirt is like really short. He has like really tight jeans and his little belly sticks out. But I love Animal because he's kind of looks like like if you watch him when he's watching other people, he's like looks like he's kind of smiling. Like he's just wonderful. And his drumming is amazing. Apparently, I don't know if this is true, but that it was like based on Keith Moon.
Really?
I don't know, but I love Animal, and I think that he, believe it or not, I bet you came to be, I mean, I bet you he was an influence on a lot of drummers.
Yeah.
In probably just as influential as other people who have been on the cover of Modern Drummer.
Right.
So why not? Like, I think a lot of kids' first, like, introduction to drumming, especially with such flair, is Animal.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, hell yeah. I mean, the fact that he hasn't been is shocking to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I totally agree. I mean, I'm looking at this month, they got Mikey D from the Scorpions.
Okay.
Which, yeah, I'm sure he's a great drummer. I think he might have been a Motorhead. But yeah, Animal should be on there. I'm sure they have a lot of the progressive musicians, a lot of these really technical guys. There's a place for that. But I think you're right. As far as influence...
It's bizarre that there hasn't ever been one that would.
Yeah.
I mean, not to look back, but like even just as a promotional thing for those movies, I can't believe they didn't.
Yeah.
Get some more of the drumming demographic.
Yeah. It seems like a missed opportunity for Modern Drummer.
Big time.
Vanessa, what do you think, Vanessa?
I agree. I mean, this is probably one of the drummers that I'm most familiar with, you know? So I would say for sure, I think, you know. I love, and also, you know, we're big Muppet Babies fans over here. We watched it a lot growing up, and
yes,
yeah, I love that little Muppet Babies animal. So cute!
Don't you love that Muppet Babe? You know, because I spent a lot of time with the different Muppet Babies, and there's the new Muppet Babies. You know,
we're aware. We did a whole episode about
right.
And they have like their song is like updated.
Yeah, yeah, and Jenny Slate is the voice of the the grandma or the nanny.
Oh,
Nana.
I think I did know that.
Yes. Yes.
That's incredible.
But I'm really interested. I'm kind of fascinated by it because the Kermit the Frog that's on it, it's a different feeling Kermit the Frog to me. And I'm curious, like, when you're doing like a prequel, like, because it leads into like Kermit from the Muppet Show is like very much kind of like trying to keep this show together.
Right.
Right.
You know, and he's very much, but then this one is a bit more like kind of like, you know, he's nervous in a way. Like, well, I don't need, well, you know, like, he's more, you know, it's just like, well, what if the lights don't come on? Well, then what am I going to do? Like, you know, he's like a little bit more nervous. And like, I, you know, I'm sorry. Like, I shouldn't have given it to you. Well, what am I going to do now? Like, and I'm like, so, like, you know, he's like, animal, you know, but like, but it's, yeah. I actually, my daughter, my little daughter Una was like obsessed with the Muppet Babies Kermit. And we have Kermit, Muppet Baby. We had the Muppet Baby Kermit doll. And we'd go on walks and she would want me to talk as
you do a
Kermit.
Yeah.
And so I would go around and, but to give a tour of my neighborhood, like, I don't know how we fell into this thing, but like, I would give a tour of my neighborhood as Kermit. I was like, yeah, that's when I went to school. But it was, it would be like, it'd be like, that little pond, there was a tadpole in there that was my friend. Like, I don't know where he is. Like, it would always be about like reptile or like other frogs and, you know what I mean? Like, and it was highly like, my voice would be so trash at the end of some of these walks. Like, I was like, I cannot keep doing this voice anymore. And then one day she just stopped liking Kermit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you do a very good impression. And Jonah, do you want to do your Kermit impression
for Jason?
Well, it's
funny. I have the opposite issue. I have a Kermit impression and my wife hates it so much that whenever I do it, she's like, please stop and get away from me.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Jonah, wait, let's hear a little.
Can I hear it? Yeah, I want to hear.
Yeah. It's more just like, hey, everyone, I'm Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. But yeah, I start to do it or I'll do like, we'll hear a song. I'll be like, what if like my impression of Kermit the Frog doing an impression of Billy Corgan singing this song? And it's, you know. It's,
despite all my rage. Yeah.
Exactly.
I am still just an animal in a cage. Yeah.
So tonight.
but like, disarm you with a smile. Okay. what I was going to say is, then my wife started to do it when I would go out of town. I was kind of giving her like the Cliff Notes. I'm like, when you do it, this is what I'm thinking about. And then there became this time when like my daughter started to like my wife's Kermit more than mine.
Okay.
And it became a bit of a thing. And then sometimes like we're both trying to get our kids' attention with it, and we're both talking to each other as Kermit, like, and we would not, I don't know why we'd be like, we would continue having like an adult conversation. Like, have you seen my shoes? I don't know. Where the hell did you put them? I thought I put them under the fucking bed. Like, shit. Oh, Jesus. Oh, no. And I'm swearing like an asshole again. Where are you sure? Why do you have to ask me all the questions all the time? I don't know where you put your shoes. Oh, jeez. Oh, man. Like, but they're always Muppet Baby Kermit. It's never the other one who's like, Mr. Elton John. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like that one. It's the other one. But, yeah. It's the later guy.
Wait, I kind of want to try and do it.
Well, it's okay. The other... Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, no. I'll just say one fun thing. It was a real... I had this amazing... Not that amazing, but... So our old... Many, many moons ago, the car that we had a DVD player in it. Ironically, the only DVD player that was in our lives was in our van. But I had all my Muppet DVDs, Muppets. So I would drive around and they would watch Muppet Show, my kids. And it's interesting to listen to the Muppet Show as opposed to watching it.
Yeah.
And what I thought was, what I took from it was that there's really so little, you know, it's only a handful of people doing the voices.
Yeah.
But there's really there's not that much of a difference between like Miss Piggy and Fozzie Bear. But it feels like there is when you're watching it because they're such distinct characters. They're so different. But when you're driving, you're like, you'd think like, when someone's like, even any parent, like reading a book to their kids, like they go like, why can't I be the thing? And it's like, I'm an evil witch. Like your voice, you go to these like different extremes as a character for characters. You know, it's like, I'm the evil doctor of the thing. But really, when you're listening to these different characters, they're not very different vocally. They're just nuanced enough, and letting the puppetry and the look of the puppets and do so much of the work too. And it was such a fascinating, wow, it's just one little thing that's different about these, and they're totally different characters.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do much.
That's
if you can
true.
Find that thing, you know, or I guess that's the genius of what they were all doing. But it's like, you know, it's like Miss Piggy is just like, I don't know.
Yeah. You know,
she gets so angry. I love it. She gets so angry.
She gets angry. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. She gets so mad. And I've really come to love like Grover, because I realize he has a thing where he doesn't use any contractions in his grammar. That's like, I'm not positive, but like, I think he's like, you is like, there will not be any more of this because I cannot go here. I am like, they are there. Like there's no, couldn't, it's like,
right.
This could not be any more worse. He doesn't use any contractions. Oh God, I love it. These guys. I love these sons of bitches.
Now, okay, wait, let me try. If you, wait, I'm trying to do Kermit.
Do it.
If you had to pick one of these petitions.
You're there.
One of these petitions to sign. I'm really bad at it.
No,
I've never
got it.
Tried before.
No,
you got it.
But
you
I've
got
seen
it.
A lot of people try it. And for that's, I mean, that's really good for a first. I mean,
first time.
You're so close. You are so close because you have it inside you. I can
if
see that.
If you had to sign one of these petitions, which one would you sign?
Well, okay, are you on to Kermit from the show, the kid show?
I'll take either. I don't think I'm covering either.
Maybe. Yeah. One thing I think it's like sometimes that's really kind of fast like that. Like if you had a, I'm sorry. Like if you had
oh,
a sign,
right.
Like would you, if you had to sign one of these petitions?
Could sign one of these petitions. Which one would you sign?
What would it be?
Maybe I'd be better at Miss Piggy. How do
she says Kermie a lot.
Kermie.
She's the best.
She's the best. I love
her. But wait, your Kermit was, keep going.
I will review the three petitions and
great.
You can pick one which you would sign.
Yes.
Have more vegan and vegetarian options for hot lunch at Bellarmine Prep. Move all major holidays to Fridays. Or get animal on the cover of Modern Drummer magazine. It's a pretty bad Kermit.
No, I love
it's
it.
It's good.
But
it's
if
good.
You did have to choose one of these, which would you choose? It's hard to choose, isn't it? You can sign more than one.
Well, I would sign, I think ultimately I'd sign for the vegetarian, vegan, because, you know, I think the nutrition is a big
huge
thing. But the one I really, the one I love, my passion project would be to be working on the animal thing.
Animal.
Because it seems like such a no-brainer. It seems like such a miss.
Why? Yeah.
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 It seems insane. I bet you'd be the biggest selling issue they've ever had.
Yeah. No.
That was easy.
Just for our listeners who don't know, Jason has a button, an easy button from, is it from Target?
Staples.
Staples. That's right, of course, Staples.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm gonna agree. Yeah, I'm gonna go with see if I can do this Kermit. Get animal on the cover of Modern Drummer magazine in honor of Ronnie Varel. Yeah, I think that's, I'm signing this one for sure.
Okay,
Vanessa, what about you?
I'm gonna do I'm kind of with Jay. Yeah, the vegan and vegetarian options. Obviously, I would sign.
That's important. Sure.
Yeah,
I agree.
But also the animal one, based on our love for. Icon animal.
Yeah.
The iconic animal.
Iconic.
Yeah. So I think we're both good with both of those. The Friday one's the only one. Yeah.
The Friday one is tough. That's a complicated. Yeah.
Tough.
The Friday one is a real, I hate to make the person feel terrible,
Yeah.
But I think we should, you're going to enjoy the holidays more if you stop fighting them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great advice for that person.
It's a big, yeah. It's a lot of energy of like make the world fit the way.
Yeah. I would say let go and just embrace the. Yeah. I would just say let it happen. That's what's fun about the holiday, I suppose.
I picture this person goes to a restaurant and they order and like 5 minutes later, they're like, where's the food? I have to be somewhere later. It's like, well, everyone doesn't work around your schedule. Yeah. Right, maybe you should have come sooner. Right, maybe they're understaffed.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Vanessa, what about you? Jason,
no,
please.
No, it was Vanessa, what about you?
No, I think I answered already. And I said...
Oh yeah, you answered already.
I said, I would pick the vegetarian, vegan food at school and also the animal on the car. And I know for our listeners, I know that's bad. I know I don't do good. I know I do other good impressions. Stick to your good ones, Vanessa. But the point is you have to experiment with that stuff and that's how you get better.
You do such incredible stuff. I love one of my favorite things one of my favorite parts of my day, if the day allows it, is to get in bed with my 13-year-old at the end of the day, and I show her different SNL sketches.
Oh,
and you're Miley Cyrus. I mean, the tears of joy coming down her face is just the great. Like it just like
that's
it's the great, and it's so good, and it's like just you know, I love watching, just seeing like what now. This is just. Funny, like it was funny then, and now look, it's happening on this screen. It's shooting through the air, and my daughter, who's like, is like in bed, and it's like, and it's doing the thing too. That's so great, which is like releasing tension of the day before bed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And so nice,
and it's the best. It's the best.
I also that's really nice. I also love how she talks. And I notice, I was doing this yesterday, when I see her on something, I do it back to the like screen sometimes. Yeah. Like she was doing something yesterday. She's like, thank you all so much for voting for flowers for my, like, it's so cool to be here. And everybody voted for me for flowers for, the British like something awards. I don't remember. And she's like, it means so much to me that like y'all like the song so much. And I think it's really cool. Like, and she probably didn't say it's really cool. That's probably my own thing, but I just she has the most unique speech pattern and I love it so much.
But what do you say back to the TV? What do you say back to it when you're talking?
Sometimes I just impersonate it back.
Oh, okay.
Like I just say the same thing back. To see like if I can do it. I do it with, there's certain Real Housewives I do impressions of too, which I've started doing post SNL. So I'm really doing these ones to the TV screen and the few times that I go and watch What Happens Live. But like, I will say it back to them because I'm trying to see if I can do the thing. It's honestly, if I did that with Kermit, I'd probably get a lot better at it.
Absolutely. You are great at it.
Yeah, you could definitely do it.
Thank you. Well, Jason, speaking of great, it was great having you on the podcast today. And we had so much fun with you. And thank you for doing it. And where can people find you? I know there's these pretty easy, but...
Yeah, I was going to say in Studio City. people can find me... Like, what does that mean?
Like do you have anything you want to promote, I guess?
Like any shows? Like,
you're probably not big on social media. I get the sense.
No,
yeah.
But I'm not like against it. I just don't really know how to do it. But
projects?
I've coming out, I guess, this summer. I have a film coming out called Between the Temples.
Ooh.
Which I think is really good. And I hope people go see. It's really fun. I got to work on it with Carol Kane.
Wow.
And Robert Smigel.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yes.
And I got to just sit and talk to Robert Smigel. I mean, that was like amazing.
Crazy. Yeah.
What a brilliant person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that's the most next thing that's coming out. And then in the meantime, I'm just going to try to write some music and, organize, things and try to find another job because it's hard to find.
Yeah, it sure
hard
is.
Hard to come by.
But it seems like you're doing pretty well with that. With
trying,
all that. Yeah. Yeah.
One never knows, but try.
When that movie comes out, maybe we'll be able to catch you on some doing some press, doing some interviews.
Well, I'm doing it here.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
Coming here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
This is where I'm coming. Yeah. Kick off the cycle.
Stay that's safe. Right.
Perfect. That's Cycle's right. Kicked off.
And we're honored.
Would that be called part two, or would that be just another one of the, like, would that be called our interview part two, or is it just no? Part two is if it was one thing split in half.
It was one thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But we can re-air this.
You could split this one.
We could probably split this one.
And then play that one later.
We could replay it. We could figure it out.
Be funny to split up one conversation over the course of a year and just like hear how weird, like how many things change. Like, gosh, I can't believe he'd say that, something like that. So insensitive considering all that's happened in the world. It's like, it hadn't happened yet 8 months ago.
Right.
Or you could just come back on the podcast.
Yes. We'd have you back anytime.
That's easier. Let's do it like that.
And you could say,
And I'll have I'll come up with a nostalgic thing.
This was perfect.
Yeah, okay. This was perfect, Jason. Thank you so much for coming on.
You guys are the best. You guys are the best.
Thank you for being here. And to our listeners who enjoyed that, please subscribe to the podcast and keep an eye out for next week's episode, please, of How Did We Get Weird, where we'll discuss more stories from our childhood and cultural touchstones.
HDWW.
Exactly.
Right?
Love it. Yeah.
Want to press that easy button one more time? Just to...
That was easy.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at highfivecasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.